Princess Stew by Douglas Evans. "The princess is here," cried the innkeeper. "We'll soon be rich." "The princess is here," cried the innkeeper's wife. "We'll soon be famous." Days before it had been announced that the princess, who was traveling between her castles, would stop at this inn for her noonday meal. Now, as the church bells struck 12, into the inn walked the princess herself, followed by her maid-in-waiting and 3 manservants. "What an honor it is to have you at our humble inn, your grace," said the innkeeper. "Your meal is ready, my lady," said the innkeeper's wife. "I'll fetch it at once." While the innkeeper's wife hustled to the kitchen, the innkeeper seated the princess at the center table. He scowled, however, when the maid-in-waiting and 3 manservants sat with her. Soon the innkeeper's wife whisked back into the room. She carried a bowl of steaming hot stew and placed it before the princess. "A rich, thick, savory stew, my lady," she said, "prepared especially for you." The princess nodded. She picked up her spoon and dipped it into the bowl. The innkeeper and his wife watched anxiously. They knew what delicate and refined taste buds the princess had. One kind word from her about their stew, and people would come from far and wide to taste their famous fare. The princess, however, raised the spoon to her lips and paused. "What about my servants?" she asked. "What are they to eat?" "What's this? The servants?" The innkeeper and his wife exchanged glances. They hardly wanted to serve mere servants. "Please understand, your grace," replied the innkeeper. "We are a poor couple. Our cupboards are almost empty. It would be a great hardship on us to feed everyone here." The princess made no reply. Instead, she tasted the stew. The innkeeper and his wife leaned forward to catch any complimentary word she might utter. Slowly the princess licked her lips with the tip of her tongue. She turned toward her maid-in-waiting and whispered in her ear. In turn, the maid said, "The princess declares the stew needs salt." "More salt," said the first manservant. "Need salt," the second manservant said. "Not enough salt," the third manservant added. The innkeeper retrieved the stew bowl. "We'll add more salt at once," he said. The innkeeper and his wife raced to the kitchen. A moment later, they returned with the salted stew. The princess took a small taste and puckered her lips. "Oh, dear! Oh, my!" she said. She turned toward her maid-in-waiting and whispered in her ear. This time the maid announced, "The princess says the stew is now too salty." "Too much salt," said the first servant. "An overdose of salt," said the second servant. "You overdid it with the salt," the third servant added. The innkeeper picked up the bowl. "We'll fix the stew right away, your grace," he said. Then he and his wife raced back to the kitchen. "Too salty," said the innkeeper's wife. "Adding salt was easy, but removing salt is impossible." "There's only one thing we can do," the innkeeper said. He poured the stew into a large pot. Quickly, he and his wife chopped up some carrots, onions, and potatoes and added them to the pot, along with some broth. "That will dilute the saltiness," said the innkeeper. "Yes, the stew will be perfect," said the innkeeper's wife. "We'll call it Princess Stew," said the innkeeper. "That's what we'll do." both of them grinned at the thought of the fame and fortune this meal would bring them. When the innkeeper set the stew before the princess once more, she took another taste. She nodded and turned toward her maid-in-waiting. "The princess says the stew is much better now," the maid said, "but a tad more salt would improve it greatly." "A dash more salt," said the first servant. "A touch of salt," the second servant said. "A pinch of salt will do it," added the third servant. The innkeeper and his wife were delighted. Surely they were close now. Back in the kitchen, they added the smallest dash of salt to the stew. But alas, when the princess tasted the stew this time, she wrinkled her nose. She reached for a water goblet and took a long drink of water. "The princess says the stew is again far too salty," announced the maid-in-waiting. "Much too salty," said the first servant. "Much, much too salty," said the second servant. "Way too much salt," the third servant added. Back in the kitchen again rushed the innkeeper and his wife. They poured the stew into a larger pot. They added more carrots, onions, potatoes, and broth. "Oh, how famous and rich we'll soon be," they told each other. Soon the princess was sampling the stew again. After one small taste, she whispered to the maid-in-waiting. The maid raised a finger. "Almost," she said, "but it surely needs more salt. Just a touch, perhaps." "More salt," said the first servant. "Please add salt," said the second servant. The third servant was about to speak, but before he could, the innkeeper grabbed the stew bowl and headed toward the kitchen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 grains of salt were all the innkeeper and his wife added to the stew this time. But as before, the princess took one tiny taste and the maid-in-waiting announced, "Too salty."
Too salty, said servant one.
Too salty, said servant two.
"Too salty," servant three added.
"Whatever," said the innkeeper. Back in the kitchen once more, he dumped the stew into a big kettle. "The princess and her fickle taste buds are driving me batty," he said. He added more carrots, onions, and potatoes to the kettle.
"But once we get the combination right, everyone will come to our inn to try our excellent dish," the innkeeper's wife said, pouring more broth into the pot.
"All the people in the kingdom will come to taste our princess stew," said the innkeeper. "That's what they'll do."
Once more the princess tried the stew. She took another taste, then another. The innkeeper and his wife were overjoyed. Breathlessly they waited for her to speak. The princess set down her spoon. This time she spoke directly to the innkeeper and his wife.
"Good sir and madam," she said, "I believe there is now enough stew in your pot to feed my servants. Would you bring 4 bowls of the stew for them at once?"
The innkeeper and his wife exchanged looks. These were not the words they expected to hear. But how could they refuse the princess's request? As everyone ate, the innkeeper and his wife waited for a good word from the princess. But she ate in silence. She finished her bowl of stew without saying another word.